25, 20, 10, 5, touchdown! 101-yard return!
When you catch fire and when you get hot, anything in the world can happen.
Take 60 minutes, play every play.
He's going to score! T.Y. Hilton stretching the 70 yards on the touchdown throw from Luck.
I think we improve every week, you know, guys. You know, just continue to, you know, keep fighting, fighting, fighting.
That's the approach that we've been taking this entire year.
Pump fake, he's going to run. Touchdown, his fourth of the year. Ties a Colts record.
This is the Colts Daily Update on FM 107.5 at 1070 The Fan. Live from the Taco Bell studio, here's the voice of the Colts, Bob Lamy.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Colts Daily Update on FM 107.5 and 1070 The Fan. One of the questions coming into this week, how banged up were the Colts coming out of the game? It didn't appear it was too bad. It really isn't. But just before the team took the field for practice today, Chuck Pagano talked about the injuries.
Injury update, Pat Anger has been cleared, so he'll go today. Dwayne Allen's still day-to-day. Connor's day-to-day. And David Reed looks like he might be able to work back into some practice today.
When everything was all over this afternoon, that injury update was right on the money, with one small exception. David Reed did not practice. That quad still a little bothersome. And Jarrell Freeman practiced on a limited basis. Hopefully he's back at full go tomorrow. The Colts are going to need everybody healthy and ready to go against a Miami team that, even though they ran the ball for only 23 yards on Sunday against Cleveland, they won handily 23-10. And Chuck Pagano talked about how good a quarterback Ryan Tannehill is.
Yeah, he had, he had a great start against the Browns. You know, I think he was 22 of 38 for 272 yards and a touchdown and one interception. And certainly we know what he did versus us last year. You know, he threw for basically identical numbers, you know. So, guy's very talented football player, has the arm to make all the throws. And he's got some skilled guys around him, obviously, that can make plays. And so, you know, given time, he can burn you. He can make plays.
Andrew Luck and Ryan Tannehill faced each other once in the regular season last year. The Colts won that game 23-20, but Andrew has a lot of respect for Ryan. They were in the same draft class.
No, it is a bit of a fraternity, and I know, you know, fans and media love to have those subplots and maybe create a little more of that dynamic than is there. But I have a lot of respect for Ryan. They're also, a lot of us seem to be from Texas or have Texas ties. So I've had high school teammates that played with Ryan at A&M and, you know, talk about him and got to meet him a couple times in various functions. Always, you know, I've always been impressed with him as a football player and get to know him as a person was great, you know, phenomenal guy. But, I guess it's a good quarterback draft class to be a part of.
Again, the run game for both teams, the Colts and the Dolphins. We'll see a lot of work this week in practice. The Colts trying to do a little bit better job of stopping the run once it gets to the perimeter. But that was basically Terrell Pryor. He did run for 100-plus yards. But the regular running game of the Oakland Raiders really didn't do that well. And Miami's offense on the run side of the football, 23 yards and 20 carries, isn't going to get it cut. So Chuck Pagano knows the Dolphins are going to put in a lot of work this week to improve their run game.
You know exactly as well as I know what they're doing this week. They're doing everything they can. Just like we have things to fix, I'm not going to get lulled to sleep. I'm not going to let our players get complacent and lulled to sleep on the fact that they rush for 20 yards, you know, on 23 carries. That would be very, very, we'd be stupid to think that way. They're going to go to work to make sure that they can run the football. Everybody would do that. So
T.Y. Hilton had three catches on Sunday for 20 yards. The Colts know they've got to get him more involved in the offense, and that's one of the things they're working on this week, and Andrew Luck knows it.
I think T.Y. is always a priority, and you know, he's so dynamic. You guys see it. You know, fans see it. We all see it. He's a phenomenal football player. Whether returning punts in the slot, out wide, he does everything so well, and you know, he'll continue to get, you know, lots of touches.
A name you might want to mark down on your scorecard for Sunday to watch is Cameron Wake. He is one of the defensive ends. He is tremendously fast. He's very, very quick and very, very strong. In the opener against the Browns, he had 2.5 of Miami's 6 sacks against Brandon Whedon. And Chuck Pagano says the Colts need to know where Cameron Wake is.
We're going to know where he's at. You know, it's really no secret. Pretty much 99.9% of the time he'll be lined up, you know, to our offensive right. defensive left, and you know, that's one thing, knowing where he is. It's a different thing, you know, getting him blocked. The guy is very, very athletic, very powerful. He's got a nice toolbox full of rushes. He's good versus the run. Obviously, 15 sacks a year ago, 2.5, you know, sacks in the opener versus Cleveland. He's a great player. So we got to make sure we tend to him.
The Colts have done an awful lot of good things on Sunday against the Oakland Raiders. Number one, they won the game. But the other thing, the way they've been coming from behind for the last 2 years, 8 times in the Colts' 12 wins to date in the first 17 games, the Colts have had to win it in the fourth quarter. How are they getting that done? Andrew Luck and Corey Redding will talk about it when we come back.
Every community needs them. Leaders. They're your neighbors, your little league coaches, the first to volunteer, people you can count on. They're Indiana's union contractors, part of a team building more than just structures. They're building the future, putting people to work and creating a better life. Look for progress in the community and you'll find the union contractor. The Indiana Union Construction Industry, skilled and principled, union by choice.
When you need professionalism, efficiency, and productivity in a mechanical contractor, you need a member of Mechanical Contractors Association of Indiana. Working with plumbers and steam fitters Local 440 and their highly trained piping professionals, MCA Mechanical Contractors promise you greater productivity on the job site. And that's a promise with proof. In 865 jobs, independent project analysts found union jobs to be 17% more productive. 17% more for your money. Visit UALocal440.org or MCAI.com for more info.
Forrest Lucas here for more restoration. Disasters happen. Take it from me, experiencing a huge flood in our Carmel estate wasn't easy, but the experts at Moore Restoration came to our rescue. I'm an easygoing guy who believes in locally owned businesses that are community involved and protect their grassroots, like we do at Lucas Oil, and Moore Restoration is exactly that. They've worked with the Colts for years, and here at Lucas Oil, we've worked with the best in racing. I tell you this, the best in restoration is Moore Restoration. Mark my words on that.
Bob Lamy for Kinetico Water Systems. Kinetico is the perfect fit for the Colts complex. Now it's the perfect fit for my family and my home. Nothing is more effective and efficient than Kinetico non-electric softening and drinking water systems. Stay hydrated like the Colts do with a Kinetico system and have great water right at your fingertips. Kinetico offers a complete line of water treatment systems to handle Indy's toughest water problems and conditions. Visit KineticoIndy.com to see current specials. Kinetico, the official water treatment provider of the Colts. Tell them Bob Lamy sent you.
The Indiana American Legion is the largest veterans organization in the Hoosier State. We support our fellow veterans and their families during and after their military service. We provide a helping hand. We're their voice when they feel no one is there to help them. We have always been there to ensure they receive the help and benefits they deserve. We're there now because we've been there before. Contact the Indiana American Legion online at indianalegion.org or call 317-630-1300. Find out how you can join us as we continue to serve America.
Welcome to the Colts Daily Update on FM 107.5 and 1070 The Fan. Now, here's the voice of the Colts, Bob Lamy, live from the Taco Bell studio.
Welcome back to the show. How are the Colts able to pull games out of the fire late in the fourth quarter? They've done it more than half of the time in the last 17 games. They've won 8 of their 12 in the fourth quarter. Defensively, special teams, and offense, this team has done some remarkable things in the final 15 minutes of a game. Corey Redding talked on why he thinks the team wins in the clutch.
You know, I think it's just the makeup of this team. You know what I'm saying? You have guys who are here who are genuinely good guys, you know, care about one another and just want to win. I mean, when you have that kind of atmosphere, and when, like Chuck says, check the ego out the door, not all about you, but self, because if we get a bunch of wins, trust me, it's enough to go around. Then when you get guys that come in here, they sense that, they feel that. It's just a sense of family, and they just want to be in the mix and buy in. So that's what makes it easy, the guys in the locker room.
On the offensive side of the football, it's kind of tough when you're down 3 points. You've got the ball 80 yards away from the goal line, and the first play goes for -5. But the Colts then put together what turned out to be an 85-yard drive. Andrew ran it in 19 yards for the game-winning touchdown. And he talked about why the offense executes so well down the stretch.
I think the team's comfortable in it because we practice it a lot. You know, Coach Pagano makes it a point of emphasis. You know, all the different situations. There's a Pandora's box sort of situational football and end of game things into half things, and we practice those a lot. So I think, you know, offensively and defensively, I think you get a little more comfortable, you know, when you get in the game, because you know you've practiced these situations in practice. You know what you're trying to accomplish.
Jarrell Freeman last year came out of nowhere with 200-plus tackles. He had 13 last week against Oakland. And he knows the Dolphins want to establish the run this week.
Going to establish the run. I know with the troubles they had last week, they're definitely going to want to do that. You know, they got some crafty guys on the outside. So, I mean, it's set up the run, play action, you know, it's get their matchup. So, we got to bring our best ball.
And again, you can't concentrate solely on the run. Tannehill can throw the football, 60% completions last week. He's got two outstanding receivers in Mike Wallace and Brian Hartline to throw to. Both are extremely talented. Hartline had 12 catches for 140 yards last week. The Colts have to stop Cameron Wake. No one's been able to do it so far. Colts need to try very hard. He had 2.5 sacks against Cleveland. And the guy who probably will get to try to block him a lot is Gosder Sherless. We asked him about going against Cameron Wake.
It's the NFL. Every Sunday expect to, you know, face like some of the best athletes in the world. It's just another Sunday. He's one of the best pass rushers in the league, so I'm excited.
And again, everybody, you'll point at Gosder, but it's got to be a combination of things. You got to get help from the backs, help from the tight ends. The quarterback has to get rid of the ball when he has to. But Cameron Wake is a special guy. He's like Robert Mathis. He's like Dwight Freeney. All the top pass rushers you know in this league. He's very, very good. This team, the Dolphins, hasn't changed much personnel-wise since last year. The Colts won the game 23-20, and Andrew Luck talked about the Dolphins being mostly the same team.
Yeah, scheme-wise, you know, it's the same coordinator, and so you definitely pay attention to certain things they did. Obviously, we're running a different scheme, so you know you expect maybe a little differences here and there. You know, that was last year in a sense. We know that, you know, they're probably a little more comfortable this year. They played really, really well in week one. We know we have our work cut out for us. You know, I think they, I don't know how many things, 6 sacks last week, and you know, 3 turnovers, 3 interceptions. So, you know, they're playing good football. They've got great football players on their team. Cameron Wake is you know, he can be a game wrecker, and you don't want to let that happen.
Andrew Luck, and that's it for tonight's Colts Daily Update on FM 107.5 and 1070, The Fan.
St. Elmo's Steakhouse hasn't changed much since opening in 1902, but the recent addition of the 1933 lounge on the second story provides a whole new atmosphere to enjoy filet sliders, craft cocktails, while relaxing in comfortable lounge furniture next to an antique fireplace. And for those on the north side, our new Herring and Izzy's on 82nd near Dean provides you another location to enjoy a fiery shrimp cocktail. And if 4 locations aren't enough, now you can take the heat home with you by purchasing a bottle of St. Elmo cocktail sauce at St. Elmo's or any Herring and Izzy's location.
You're a super fan who will tailgate anywhere. The pros? Check. College? Check. Your 8-year-old's peewee game? Big time. And to prepare for this ritual, you head to Meijer for freshly prepared food and licensed team apparel. Proudly display allegiance to your favorite team with our licensed short and long sleeve tees, hoodies, hats, and jerseys. Plus, load up on fresh meats, snacks, and drinks. So don't just tailgate. Tail greater at Meijer.
Tales are told about a mighty maple tree. It's been struck by lightning so many times, Mother Nature's given up. Every night it charms the stars into new constellations. It's dulled the blade of every lumberjack foolish enough to try. And its character has inspired a flavor just as original. Crown Royal Maple. Whiskey started. Maple finished. Crown Royal Maple Flavored Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Copyright 2013, The Crown Royal Company, Norwalk, Connecticut. Please drink responsibly.
You are the ultimate Colts fan. And now from 2020 Institute, the official LASIK provider of the Colts, you can see every sweet, sweet victory in crystal clear high definition. Choose 2020's Lifetime LASIK Assurance Plan by September 30th and get a free 50-inch HD TV and $1,000 off LASIK. For details, call 317-2020-NOW or visit Colts.com/2020. LASIK has risks and benefits. Results may vary. Discuss with a doctor before having any procedure.
Colts tickets. Need Colts tickets.
Over here, dude. Take ours.
Sweet. How much?
No charge.
100 level 50-yard line? Come on, what's the catch?
No catch.
we're still eating.
When the pregame includes an affordable fresh tailgate meal from Subway restaurants with subs, chips, and drinks, fans may just stay in the parking lot. The fresh tailgate meal serves 8 for just $50. So call 1-877-360-CATER and order from the official tailgate partner of the Indianapolis Colts. Subway, eat fresh. Catering orders require 24-hour notice. Prices and participation may vary.